preliminary judging for the National Calypso Competition wrapped up last night with judging at the On-Tour Calypso tent. Tent leader Elvis Abijah Abbey tells NBC News that he has high expectations for the members of his tent. He promises that persons can expect the usual high standard of performances from Calypsonians from the On-Tour Calypso tent as they continue through to the finals.
Well, I know we put on a good show, so I have high expectations, and you know, the members of the tent, everybody give a good account of themselves, so I am very optimistic. You know, we have a good nucleus of Calypsonians, you know, professional Calypsonians, persons who've been around seasons, experience, and you can expect a high level of performance from On-Tour.
Tent leader of the On-Tour Calypso tent, Elvis Abijah Abbey. Meanwhile, tent leader of the upstage experience Calypso 10, Chanel McKenzie, says she is very proud of the performances of her Calypso 10 during the preliminary judging stage.
I must say that everything went as planned. I'm so proud of my tent members. Everybody brought their A game. So I expect that the judging, they had quite a difficult task last night if they were doing this by... If they were doing it, each tent are going to get a specific number. They would have had a hard task last night. But we are not opposed to an upstage semifinal. But nonetheless, I am really, really proud of my Calypsonians last night. The band was on point, the back vocals were on point, and the Calypsonians were ready.
Tent leader for the upstage experience Calypso tent, Chanel McKenzie. And tent leader for the Graduates Calypso tent, Kingsley Hero Roberts, says he is in a happy place following the preliminary judging of the Graduates Calypso tent.
Well, I expect the judges to do, I mean, their job fairly. The tent, we had a good night Tuesday. We have, you know, our Calypsos are mixed. You know, they are fun, social commentary, deal with the social issues, which is very important. You know, so I'm in a happy place. In terms of the outcome of the Graduates Calypso tent. Graduates, as always, we put our best foot forward and hope for the best. I mean, of course, we hope that we get the most picks, but in terms of saying how many picks, I leave that up to the judges.
Tent leader of the Graduates Calypso tent, Kingsley Hero. Up to news time, NBC News was unable to reach a tent leader for the New York-based Dynamites Calypso tent. Meanwhile, President of the SVG Calypso Association, Earl Cabba Bennett, told NBC News that so far the 2024 Calypso releases have been impressive. He says the Calypsonians have upped the ante.
Hearing the music, some of them are pretty impressive, but they can't tell the performances. Nonetheless, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday is the turn of Graduates, Wednesday of Stage Experience, and last night, the curtains came down with the On-Tour Calypso tent in the preliminary judging. What I can say is that they definitely saved the best for last. They upped the ante when it came to the preliminary, they expected because that's judging night. And all in all, there were some very impressive calypsos. Calypso all day. You had social commentary, you had entertaining calypso, you had philosophical calypso, and you had political commentary. And they were all eaten up by the audience. So yes, in regards to the preliminary night, the tents brought there again.
President of the SVG Calypso Association, Earl Cabba Bennett. The final picks will compete in the National Calypso Competition semifinals on Fantastic Friday, June 28th at Carnival City, Victoria Park. I am Colvin Harry with today's Carnival Update. This is what they love of Carnival.